Next is a live broadcast of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church Worship Service with Pastors Poppy and Mirandi.
Day season, the 7 weeks after the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus. And starting today, we have a little bit of a shift with regard to where the gospel reading points us. We always rejoice and are full of joy with regard to the resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus, but these last 3 weeks in our Easter season get us ready. They prepare us. They point us to the coming of the Holy Spirit. And today we hear that very, very clearly in our gospel reading, where Jesus promises that he's not going to leave us alone. He's going to give us a gift. A lot of gifts are going to be given today because it's Mother's Day, right? The gift of a corsage, or maybe a gift of a meal out or a card, something like that. Today, the gift that God promises is the gift of the Holy Spirit. And we pray that God would richly bless us as we hear his word and receive his gifts today. Couple of words on our worship service for this morning. The outline for our 10:30 service begins on page 5 in our bulletin. Page 5 in our bulletin. Our opening hymn is number 478, The Day of Resurrection. The last verse is a Trinitarian verse, so please stand. After that opening hymn, we'll follow Divine Service Setting 3. That's on page 184 and following. We have a worship insert for the day. The readings are on one side. The propers are on the other. We'll make sure we're on the right page at the right time. Before we sing, let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Gracious God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this special season. This season where we bask in the glow of the resurrection of Jesus, forgiveness, life, and salvation guaranteed by Good Friday and his resurrection victory. Heavenly Father, as we live in this world, we need your help. We need your never-ending presence. We need you to point us again and again to Jesus. We need you to lovingly and firmly call us to repentance and convict us of sin and righteousness and judgment. Why? So that we can see and cling to Jesus even more clearly. Lord God, all these things we pray in the name and for the sake of Jesus, crucified and risen to take away the sin of the world. Amen. Amen. Hymn 478. Divine Service Setting 3, page 184. Page 184. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord.
Amen.
I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord.
And you forgave the iniquity of my sins.
O Almighty God, merciful Father,
I, poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserve your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you on your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, a poor sinful being.
Upon this your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you. And in the stead, and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We sing together the intro appointed for the day. Sing to the Lord a song, Alleluia,
for He has revealed His righteousness in the sight of the nations, Alleluia. His right hand and His holy arm have worked salvation for Him.
God, you make the minds of your faithful to be of one will. Grant that we may love what you have commanded and desire what you promise. That among the many changes of this world, our hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the fifth Sunday of Easter is from Isaiah chapter 12. You will say in that day, I will give thanks to you, O Lord, for though you were angry with me, your anger turned away that you might comfort me. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and will not be afraid. For the Lord God is my strength and my song, and he has become my salvation. With joy you will draw water from the wells of salvation, and you will say in that day, give thanks to the Lord, call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, proclaim that his name is exalted. Sing praises to the Lord. For he has done gloriously. Let this be made known in all the earth. Shout and sing for joy, O inhabitant of Zion, for great in your midst is the Holy One of Israel. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Faithful.
The epistle is from James chapter 1. Do not be deceived, my beloved brothers. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow due to change. Of his own will, he brought us forth by the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruits of his creatures. Know this, my beloved brothers. Let every person be quick to hear, slow to speak, slow to anger. For the anger of man does not produce the righteousness that God requires. Therefore, put away all filthiness and rampant wickedness, and receive with meekness the implanted word, which is able to save your souls. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Please stand for the Holy Gospel, the Alleluia in verse. Jesus said, "Now I am going to him who sent me, and none of you asks, 'Where are you going?' But because I have said these things to you, sorrow has filled your heart. Nevertheless, I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper will not come to you. But if I go, I will send him to you. And when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. Concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you will see me no longer. Concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world is judged. I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. All that the Father has is mine. Therefore, I said that he will take what is mine and declare it to you." This is the gospel of our Lord. We speak together the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father. Substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our
Continue now with our hymn of the day, number 819, Sing Praise to God, the Highest Good. 819.
Thank you. name of Jesus. Lutherans are often accused of ignoring the third person of the Trinity, whereas many Christians are led by the Spirit. We Lutherans follow ancient liturgical tradition. Many Christians today will literally be singing a brand new song to the Lord, but we Lutherans sing hymns that are hundreds, sometimes thousands of years old. Our prayers most often come out of a book instead of from the heart. And here at Good Shepherd, we speak and sing in English, generally not in other tongues. And when we speak, we have much to say concerning God the Father, even more about God the Son, but we don't speak often about God the Holy Spirit. Well, are we missing something? Should we Lutherans perhaps become less Lutheran and more like our Spirit-filled brothers and sisters? In churches across America today, many Christians are singing and speaking of the Holy Spirit. I remember the day, I remember the hour when the Holy Ghost, it fell on me. Perhaps you've heard that song. There's a lot of talk about the Spirit. Someone might say, the Spirit came to me last night and gave me a vision and told me a new word for the church. Oh, indeed, it may have been a spirit, but it was not the Holy Spirit. The author of Hebrews tells us, in times of old, God spoke to His people in many and various ways, but today, He speaks through His Son. The Holy Spirit does not speak a new word. He speaks the words of Christ. He speaks about Christ. He does not speak incessantly about Himself. He speaks of Christ. Many TV evangelists love to say, I feel the Holy Ghost in this place. And because of this, the church has often been misled, so we look for God, we look for the Spirit of God in all the places that He has not promised to be. There is not one promise of Scripture that you will ever feel the Holy Ghost. But Jesus does promise that you will hear Him speak. Jesus said, when the Spirit of truth comes, He will guide you into all truth, and whatever He hears from me, that He will speak. For He will take what is mine and declare it to you. The Holy Spirit takes what belongs to Christ. That is, the forgiveness of sins, life and salvation purchased for you at the cross, and He declares this to you. The Holy Spirit cannot be separated from Christ. The Holy Spirit leads us into all truth. Truth and the Holy Spirit, truth and Christ go together. If it doesn't have to do with Christ, it's not from the Holy Spirit. Now, if you want a religion of health, wealth, and success in this world, if you want a religion of social justice, economic equality, and the elimination of poverty, if you want a religion that upholds the civil values of this world, well, you can find that taught in churches all across North America. But don't look for the Holy Spirit to teach you these things. He doesn't. He teaches you the truth. He teaches you of Christ. And because of this, Jesus says He convicts the world of error. When the Helper comes, He will convict the world concerning three things: concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Everything the world thinks that it knows about these things, sin, righteousness, and judgment, is wrong. The world thinks that sin is breaking the rules, righteousness is keeping the rules, and judgment is its right. But the Holy Spirit comes to expose these false ideas and reveal the truth. First, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning sin. The world teaches us that sin is something we do. And so if you want to stop sinning, just stop breaking the rules. The problem is that we don't want to stop breaking the rules. The old Adam loves to sin. It is what he wants and desires. St. James tells us to be slow to speak, slow to anger. But do you really want to do this when people make fun of you behind your back? Do you want to do your job when you're tired and don't feel appreciated? Do you want to forgive people when they sin against you and aren't even sorry? But Jesus tells us that lust is adultery. St. Peter tells us, St. Paul tells us that greed is idolatry. And St. John calls hatred murder. You see, sin isn't just what you do. Sin is what you want. This is the beauty of Luther's small catechism. We would like to reduce sin, reduce breaking the commandments to just simply doing things and not doing things. But Luther teaches us that the commandments are first a matter of the heart. In our rite of confession and absolution, we confess that we are sinners in the things we do and don't do. But more importantly, we are sinners by nature. And because we are sinners by nature, this nature expresses itself in the things we do. We sin in thought, word, and deed. And we can't stop sinning by simply keeping the rules. But Jesus' death on the cross, yes, it was for the things you have done, the sins you have committed, but more importantly, he bled for your sinful desires. He died and suffered for your lust, your hatred, and your greed. So everything the world teaches us about sin is wrong. The world doesn't know what sin is, and the world doesn't know how sin can be forgiven. But the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth about sin and about our Savior. Forgiveness for all sin was purchased at the cross, and it is delivered to you today by faith. The Holy Spirit convicts the world of its sin of unbelief, and those who reject His message will perish. Second, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning righteousness. The world thinks that righteousness is simply keeping the rules. But even if we could keep the rules, the world has a very funny idea of what this would look like. For example, God's law tells us, love your neighbor as you love yourself. And the world would teach you, you can achieve this righteousness of loving your neighbor by loving yourself. You can't love anybody else until you learn to love yourself. Have you heard this before? You're a good person at heart. You simply need to forgive yourself, love yourself, esteem yourself. But the Holy Spirit teaches, no, you're wrong. You don't need to love yourself. That is called sin. You don't find righteousness by looking within yourself. There is none righteous, no, not one. Only Jesus exhibited perfect love for others. Only Jesus gave up his own life. And we need his righteousness. We don't need more self-esteem. We need the righteousness that Christ purchased at the cross. The Holy Spirit reveals our righteousness to be exactly what it is: sin, hypocrisy, and filth. Is God serious about this? Is he serious about sin? Look to the cross and find your answer. There, the wrath of God is revealed against all our sin and all our self-righteousness. But look to the cross and see God's gift to you. The righteousness of Christ, his obedience, his passion and death, given to you. Finally, the Holy Spirit convicts the world concerning judgment. The world will teach you that judgment is karma. As long as you pile up enough good deeds on the scale to outweigh the bad ones, you will escape judgment and find heaven. But the world is wrong, and the Holy Spirit teaches us the truth. There is only one way to God, and it is through Jesus. Charitable donations won't get you there. Being a good person, or at least better than your neighbor, won't rescue you from judgment. And judgment does not belong to this world. The world teaches you that judgment is its right. It thinks that it can judge us Christians. The world looks at us and says, "You don't agree with my definition of sin and righteousness, and therefore we get to pass judgment and condemn you." The world will call us bigots and homophobes. The world will call us hypocritical and unloving. But the world doesn't get to pass judgment upon us. For the Holy Spirit teaches us that Christians are under the judgment of God, not this world. Only what God says about sin and righteousness matters. And God's judgment concerning sin has already been carried out. The wrath of God against all unrighteousness was already poured out upon Christ. He took your sin, and he clothed you in his righteousness. Righteousness that can't be earned, because it's the free gift of God. The Holy Spirit teaches us that the ruler of this world is judged already. And those who reject God's gift of righteousness will share in Satan's judgment. But you, Christians, have nothing to fear. For judgment has already been passed on you. God looked at you and he declared his verdict, not guilty for the sake of Christ. But without the Holy Spirit to guide us in this truth, we would surely adopt the world's religion and we would perish. But Jesus has kept his promise not to leave us alone, not to leave us as orphans, but he has sent his Holy Spirit to you to guide you into all truth, to teach you God's religion, and to keep you in his faith. And so from the day of your baptism until the day you take your final breath, the Holy Spirit will continue his work within you, testifying to the truth, pointing to Christ, who has given us his righteousness and freed us from sin and judgment. And this is the truth to which the Holy Spirit bears witness, and we respond in faith, saying, Amen. And now may the Holy Spirit guide and keep you in this faith, trusting in our Savior who has given us his righteousness and freed us from sin and judgment unto life everlasting. Amen. Please stand for the offertory. Thank you.
Again, welcome. Welcome in the name of Jesus. This time we ask that you would participate in what we call the rite of fellowship. Pat at the end of each row, please sign your name. Visitors, we're glad you're here. Please share with us your mailing address so we can acknowledge your presence in worship this day. Special word of welcome to those who are worshiping on the radio or on the internet. We pray that the good news of a God who is truth and delivers that truth to us, forgiveness, life, and salvation, would be yours today and always. This time also, we worship God with our gifts and offerings.
Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. Heavenly Father, you have sent us your Holy Spirit as a helper to guide us into all truth. As we often know not how to pray or what to pray for, we thank you for your Spirit's guidance and ask that you would open our ears, hearts, minds, and mouths to call upon you in every trouble, to pray, praise, and give thanks in all times and in all things. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. This day in particular, we give you thanks and praise for our mothers and for all women. Help us to honor them with our lives, words, and deeds, and to show them love and appreciation. Bless them even as they are rich blessings to us. Through the selfless vocation of motherhood, you show us what love looks like and what love does through its fruits of patience, selflessness, and sacrifice. We give you thanks and praise for all women, for mothers and daughters, for sisters and wives, all those who are blessed with the unique vocation of motherhood, and we ask that you would grant your love and the compassion of the church to those who have not been blessed with the gift of children. For through them, you have provided us an image of your selfless, caring, and nurturing love that we may emulate and bear fruit in our own lives. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
King of nations, with your favor, behold the President and Congress of the United States and all others who are placed in authority over us, and so replenish them with your good grace that they may always incline to your will and walk in your ways. Prosper all good counsels and all just works, that peace and contentment, truth and righteousness, genuine faith and piety may be established among us. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our
prayer. Grant your grace to all the baptized, especially Brockman, who is baptized this day. We pray, O Lord, that you would keep all the baptized in the true faith until life everlasting. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, all who are in trouble, want, sickness, physical or mental anguish, peril of death, or any other adversity. Hear our prayers, especially Jerry, Celeste, Emily, Ed, Marianne, Vivian, Ruth, Sharon, Lyle, Al, Janet, Cindy, Doretta, Sonia, Diane, Bonnie, Ted, Anna, Larry, Warren, Ken, Brian, Bridget and Sophie, Beth, Ralph, Shelley, Betty, son-in-law of Raleigh and Marge, Kristen, Desi, Raleigh, Dell, Cassie, Joyce, Charlotte, Marjorie, and especially the people of Venezuela and the family of Ramon. We ask for them and for all those whom we name in our hearts, that among the many changes of this world, their hearts may be fixed where true joys are found. Grant healing in accordance with your good and gracious will, and strengthen them in faith that they may persevere until you grant them healing and wholeness in heaven. Lord, in your mercy, feed us this day on the precious body and holy blood of your Son, Jesus Christ, and so forgive our sins anew, strengthen our faith, preserve and keep us in your grace, and equip and send us in your Spirit, that your name may be glorified in our service to our neighbor, and your wedding hall may be filled. Lord, in your mercy, remember with thanksgiving those saints who have gone before us and now rest from their labors. We especially remember Donna Preuss, grandmother of Pastor Christian Preuss, who was taken to yourself this week. Keep us in fellowship with all your saints and bring us at last to the joys of your heavenly kingdom. Lord, in your mercy,
hear
us. And whatsoever else you would have us pray, we ask in the name of Jesus.
Amen. We continue with the service of Sacrament
8193. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up unto the Lord.
Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God.
It is meet and right so to
Terry, that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sins of the world. By his dying he has destroyed death, and by his rising again he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying,
Thank you.
Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Of the Lord.
this true body, precious blood of our crucified, risen, ascended, and returning Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in the true faith until life everlasting. Depart with peace, with great joy. Your sins are forgiven.
Amen.
We stand and we sing the Nunc Dimittis, page 199. Thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same, in faith toward you, and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you.
The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Amen.
Our closing hymn is 488. 488. He is arisen.
Yes.
Oh,
but now is living. Christ is risen. He is risen
indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Check out the Good Shepherd News and Notes. Lots of activities happening as the school year winds down and summer activities pick up. On Wednesday of this week, it's the last day for our school and preschool here at Good Shepherd. We have an ending chapel service. That's at 10:30 Wednesday morning. You're all invited. School and preschool is dismissed when chapel is over. Also, next Sunday, the 21st, we have a special voters meeting that'll take place right after the 8 o'clock service, about 9:10, 9:15, right in there. There are two names and two candidates that the school board is considering. The biographical information is on the bulletin board just inside the fellowship hall. Check that out. Church council meeting on Tuesday night. School board will have some kind of a recommendation for next Sunday morning at that special voters meeting at 9:15. Along with that, next Sunday, the 21st, following the 10:30 service, stick around for lunch. We have a potluck farewell that we're going to be having for Mrs. Ahrens after many, many years of faithful service here. She and her family are relocating to Missouri, so it'll be a great way to fellowship and also to give thanks for the service that Linda has had here at Good Shepherd. Table in the back, there are lots of pictures from the school auction that we had several weeks ago. Help yourself to those. If you need an extra copy or two, talk to Gary Baker and he'll fix you up. Vacation Bible School is coming, second full week in June. We need help. We need teachers and craft and food and all that kind of stuff. So sign up your kids, and if you can help out even some of the time, there's a sign-up sheet for that as well. Pastor?
It will have some door hangers that we're getting printed, and the plan is by next Sunday, we'll have them kind of organized, and we're just looking for volunteers to go out and put them on doors in our neighborhoods. So,
all right, very good. Vicar, anything? You sure? Oh, yeah, Violet, Durham, music was great. Thank you very much. Have a happy Mother's Day today, but remember the greatest gift of all is God's gift of Jesus, and we are eternally thankful for that. Have a great day and week in Jesus.
You have been listening to the regular Sunday morning worship service of Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Clint Poppy and Christopher Morande pastors. Empowered by the Spirit, compelled by God's love and forgiveness, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church celebrates and shares Jesus through worship and witness, nurture and fellowship. We invite you to join us each Sunday morning for worship at 8 o'clock or 10:30 a.m., Sunday school and Bible study at 9:30, or Wednesday evenings for worship at 6:30 p.m. with Bible study at 7:15. Good Shepherd is located in South Lincoln on 40th Street, one block north of Old Cheney. Recordings of this and other services may be found by visiting our website at www.goodshepherdlincoln.org. Good Shepherd Lincoln is all one word. If you would like a tape of this service or would like more information about Good Shepherd, call Pastor Poppy or Pastor Morande at 402-423-7639. This broadcast is brought to you as a mission project of the Lutheran Church, Missouri Synod.